I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 9.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Line of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our dynamite heroes experience eldritch horror and have their own dark suspicions confirmed. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
Joe has blown up that thing, which we probably shouldn't have.
No, that doesn't seem terribly clever, does it? The torches illuminate, flickering on the side of the walls, faded posters of little children next to, like, a big hole in the wall. Like, that's the painted picture is, like, little kids, kind of like that 1950s style, and then, like a hole in the ground that they're all waving in and smiling at. And it says, come to Jake's place in faded letters.
There are going to be giant centipedes, maybe.
You tap on the glass, the two of you, and there's nothing for a while. And then there's this, like a scurrying, like a skittering.
Time to leave indeed.
Jackson!
He has our phone numbers. He knows where we live at all times. He keeps track of us, and he keeps involving us in things. And I want it to stop. I just want it to stop. And he said he promised us if we did this, he'd leave us alone.
As you kind of head over to find out what's going on, you start to hear it as well.
It sounds wrong. It sound wrong to me too.
Yeah.
I can, okay. Hey, remember the tiny horses with human faces? I have a feeling we're more about to ring.
More about to ring?
Yeah.
So unhappy your voice.
Is there more bullets in that flare gun, is what I'm asking.
Pablo, go back to your friends.
You open up the door of the helicopter and the pilot's body, whose head is just blown up, tumbles out. The red flare gun does have 6 shots left.
Yes.
Sick. I pick up the flare gun.
Cool. Anything else in the
helicopter? There's a first aid kit?
Oh, grabbing that
Definitely
one.
Definitely grab that. Mm-hmm. Is there a spare arm in the first aid kit? Roll.
Is there a prosthetic arm?
There is a prosthetic arm in the first aid kit.
Yes!
Does it fit Dusha well?
It doesn't fit his arm, but if you wanted, you could put it on your chest or something.
I attached it to my There's back like a cape.
Two Argentinian children.
Oh,
in the back.
I'm like, hello?
They're like, hello.
I'm like, how did you get... What's your name?
Let's find out. Jackson Belly Googles Argentinian names.
Because we spoke over the top of it, I attached the arm to, like,
around your neck?
So it's like a cape.
Fabian? It's one Argentinian child. And, Jesus. It's another.
That's spelled Jesus, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's spelled Jesus.
Good. All right. Hello, Fabian. Hey, Jesus. Hello.
They just go and join your other children. Jodrusha sneezes like a cute little boy. It's good.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
Bless your soul, Jesus.
So without any words, I just joined the... You... How did you get... Never... All right. That's strange. That... Why didn't the copter guy be like, I have kids? Like... He was strange. I was trying to look for identification of this guy.
Okay.
Did he have like a wallet?
You go through his body, trying to cover his charred head from the children. And you find a wallet. And inside the wallet, you find an identification. You also find a business card for InGen. Jackson's company. That I guess he bought from John Hammond. Seems like maybe he was an InGen employee.
What's his name?
Clark Robber.
Clark.
Rest in peace, Clark.
Rest in peace.
Mr. Robber.
Mr. Robber. I pocket his wallet.
All right, good.
Was there any money in the wallet?
$20 in cash and 36 cents.
You've got 220.
Cents? Wow.
You got 220 bucks now because you had $200 before. Remember? Yeah,
no. Tells me it's making bank from this adventure.
We're only getting 100 bucks for this. You already earned double that. Don't even need to split it with me.
You don't even know.
Oh, no. I mean, like, I've got an ape face, so that's pretty good.
Kind of winning in terms of the what you have on you.
I mean, again, I'm just wearing a whole bunch of stuff.
All right. So,
what do you next?
How long Avery? Is my arm? Is it smacking me on the ass when I walk?
Yeah. No, that's a really long arm.
Not really.
Oh, no, yeah, no, fair enough. It's smacking your butthole as you go.
No, I don't want it to be, though.
Take it off.
No, I turn it so that the hand is like... So, it's like...
Like what, like this? So, like your hand's above your head?
No, so I turn it. So, it's still pointing like... It's like a tail now because the hand is... I turn the hand around so that the back of the hand is facing my back.
Okay. Right.
But it's cupping. Like, you know what? It's cupping. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like that. So like
if,
a tail.
If there was a man standing behind you, that hand would be cupping his balls.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's a ball copper.
Yes. Right.
You go behind someone on the train, hoik up, you're in business.
Yeah. Excellent.
It also, it adds to my whole look because I'm wearing ape jacket, ape pants. Now this, which is kind of like a tail.
That's
helmet
rad.
With fucked eyes.
Yep.
I'm looking good.
I'm glad you didn't come and meet Clark. Although, now I'm not.
That would have been kind of amazing had he.
Oh, well. He might have killed himself because he would have been like, Jesus Christ.
Let's go to the Avery.
Okay.
I'm like, something sounds wrong in there. Like, I don't know what, though. Maybe it is those little horse boys.
No, it's bird boys, but with human faces.
Well, these need to be put down.
You can avoid it. That's totally fine. You can walk around the aviary and
I pick up my AK-47.
Give me that flare gun. I'm gonna burn these abominations.
I give you my AK-47.
Oh, sick.
What are you gonna use?
Flare gun?
All right. Yeah.
Six flares and I'm Rambo, so I'm a better shot than him.
Yeah, fair.
That's gotta pray and spray. Alright, let's go. Yes.
The classic Winston Churchill maneuver.
Classic Winston
Churchill. The pray and spray.
Actually, that's more of a Dennis Nedry.
Yeah, that is more of a Dennis Nedry. A DN. You open the cage doors to the aviary. And
Mickey's with us.
Huh?
Mickey is with us.
Mickey's with you?
I want to terrify him as well. Like, I want him to experience our trauma.
Mickey is going kind of through what you went through the first time. Mickey's like, is my employer a monster? Yes.
Of course. How did you not read about this?
100% absolutely.
He's kind of going through the thing like, hey, maybe if Jackson was dead, that would be good. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that'd be better for everyone.
Yeah.
The aviary is overgrown. It is a jungle in here. You can't see anything but ferns.
How flammable is the place?
It's quite wet because it's quite humid inside. Mm-hmm. Kind of feels like the butterfly enclosure at the zoo.
But birds are feathers.
No, that's not what I'm worried about.
You're worried about firing a flare and the whole place going up?
Well, that's what I wanted to do.
So worry was the opposite.
Yeah. By worry, I meant like that was my next move and now I'm sad because I can't do that.
Yeah, all right.
You can hear in the distance a kind of like rah, rah, of birds. Mm-hmm. You can hear a kind of rah, rah, of other birds. But you can also hear amongst all of the screeching and the scorching a kind of humanish kind of like occasionally echoing throughout the aviary. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's great.
Yeah. Just
keep walking.
All right.
AK Grawn.
Please don't lose my gun.
I won't. Don't worry.
Good. Because I've mentioned on my inventory, lent to also Joel.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of inventory, may need another one.
It's full. You got to drop some. If this was a video game, you'd be overburdened.
No, right, the problem is, like, I've crossed stuff out and I've dropped it.
I just didn't write anything.
Taken up space. No, nah, because yeah, yeah. I don't want to forget that I have something sick. Like, I probably would have forgotten that I had that sub, to be honest. But I ate it, so that doesn't count. Horse rabbits? I have that's three. True.
My hamburger sign.
Yes!
Slung over your back, like an ancient warrior.
I should have overalls. How are my overalls and, like, workers' gloves going?
They're defrosted by this point. You chuck them on. They might provide extra defense if a terror bird attacks.
I definitely put the overalls on.
Yeah, good. After walking for a while along the rotten wooden pathway that used to be the only way through this part of the dinosaur park, you both start to hear... Oh, wow. You both really hear. Something is following you in the bushes. Every step you take, you can hear the rustling of ferns and trees. Mm-hmm. Every time you stop, the rustling stops as well. Seems like it's coming from behind you.
All right. I turn and face that,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you walk forward, I'll be walking backwards.
Ah, nice. Mickey in the middle?
Yeah.
Classic Mickey in the middle maneuver?
Yeah, because he's clearly, how's Mickey coping right now?
Mickey's stressed.
Yeah,
he's not having the best day.
I figure he should be in the middle.
Yep, but he's happy to be protected on both fronts.
All right.
You start walking in that maneuver, that formation for a little while, and you can see now, walking backwards, rustling in the bushes on either side. Seems like there's two on either side as you step. Eventually, one of them leaps out onto the wooden walkway. It's a tarot bird. Mm-hmm. It towers above you. Its beak could snap your neck in one. Let's go.
Pray and spray.
What was that with? That was Dennis Nedry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You riddle the bird full of bullet holes. The AK-47 is truly the weapon of choice for fighting the monsters of Dinosaur Park.
I shoot you a sly thumbs up.
The terror bird is like, aah! As its feathery chest just starts to like bleed red down its kind of pinkish feathers. It careens into the wooden walkway. Another terror bird leaps out on the other side. Are you going to pepper it again?
Oh, of course.
You got a lot more bullets than I do.
All right. Let's go. This time, not as good.
Oh, no.
A couple of them hit, but the bird is still creeping towards you.
I jam my flare gun into its beak and fire.
Okay, so you turn around, go over Mickey and Zammit. It works. You both are like here so ringing in your ear and hot heat across the side of your face as the flare flies between your heads and lands smack bang in the beak of the terror bird.
Explodes?
The bird's head does, yes. For good. A brief second, good. Its body walks on like fucking like a charred corpse and then it just crashes into the ground. The screeching continues like the whole forest, the whole jungle is up in a cacophony of screeching and bird sounds now. And you can still hear in the distance a... Ooh, ooh.
I break off the first terror bird's beak and chuck it over my mouth.
Okay.
On my ape face helmet.
I'm assuming you use ape blood as the adhesive.
Sure do. It's a great adhesive.
It's a really good adhesive.
It's so good.
So it's attached to the helmet, so it's kind of like a face piece.
Kind of like you got a beak in your face. You got
but as in like...
Jake eyes.
It's attached to the actual helmet, though, so I can still take the helmet off.
Okay, and just be regular Joel.
Yeah, if I want.
I think but we're I don't far want past that. After the screeching...
Nothing can change my crazy eyes,
though. Exactly. Even without all of it, people know you're wearing an ape jacket and pants underneath. After the screeching dies down, you can see... Oh, no, sorry. You can hear, in the distance, coming from behind you, the sound of gunfire. And the sound of people talking. And the sound of people moving. They're speaking a language you don't know, though.
Hmm.
I'm assuming. I mean, you could try to know it.
Yeah, right.
Not. Neither of you know.
Ding him.
I'm just remembering that if I've got guns, and I'm dressed how I am.
God, I might get riddled with bullets.
I take off the helmet for the time being, I think.
Where are you going?
Still in the
hmm?
I attach the helmet to the hand that's on my back.
Oh, looks like you got another guy in there. That's what you'll convince everyone of.
So we just, yeah, keep walking into the aviary, okay. Just with a little bit more
caution, a little bit ready to leap into the forest if something appears. You get about three quarters of the way through the aviary, right? And you can see flying overhead are pterodactyls, ancient birds, but none of them seem too bothered by you. Until you kind of push past a sort of tree or some ferns that have fallen over the wooden pathway. And ahead of you, there is something very wrong. It looks like a terror bird, but like a terror bird that is maybe three times the size of a terror bird. And a terror bird's already pretty big. Except instead of a bird face, there is just a man's face on the extended bird neck. It's huge. It's wrong. One of its wings is a mess. As you approach it, it kind of like snaps and looks at you with an uncanny and unpleasant intelligence.
I put back on the helmet. Mm-hmm. Step one.
Does it say?
It looks at you and it says, Galvano.
I'm like, hello?
Help me, it says, and extends a winged hand.
I extend my hand.
I shoot it with a flare gun.
No!
Champion. Yep. The flare gun rockets out of your flare... the flare rockets out of your gun and lands smack bang in the bird thing's chest. It doesn't pierce it, but fire starts to spread across its oily feathers. No, no, it says and starts smacking its chest. Help!
I
reload and fire again. I am helping.
I'm like, why?
This time the flare gun spirals off and smashes out of the aviary. Galvano manages to put the fire out on his chest, but there is a gross patch of pink bird skin where it once was. Please, I did not want this life, it says.
What do you want?
I need to be freed. The scientists, they made me. Help me.
Help you with what?
Out of this prison.
There's like
I shoot it in the mouth.
There's a door
flare.
Over there if you want.
It's way too big to fit out the door.
I try and rock it.
Like, can I just like see smack and do like stop it?
Yeah, you can put smack his hand down. Yeah, you do. The flare fires into the ground.
Oh no!
What are you doing?
He wants to be free! The only freedom is death.
The walkway Galvano. Catches fire.
No!
No! You idiot!
I'm like, yeah, but do you want to be dead or do you want to be, like, free? What do you
mean? I want to be out of this prison. I want to taste fresh air. Death. I was grown in a lab.
Actually, we smashed the roof with the flare.
Yeah, but it's not big enough. Galvano is huge. Galvano is,
it's a glass enclosure, yeah?
Yeah.
Fly through a Galvano. Fucking hell.
You don't know if he can fly. He seems way too big to fly.
Are you chained up?
He extends one of his bird legs. And you can see that... grown over, like there is a shackle.
Oh, that's
and
gross.
His skin has grown over the shackle in the time that he's been here.
I vomit.
At this point, several mercenaries burst out of the forest and train their guns on you, and then they see Galvano and train their guns on him.
I like that even Galvano's face distracted them from my mask.
It's hideous.
I'm like,
well, how on fire is the walkway?
It's fairly on fire.
How in danger are we from that?
You should probably put it out soon.
I shoot another flare at Galvano.
Galvano, there is no fresh air.
There is only death.
There is only death.
You fuck up again. The flare goes spiraling and smashes out the other side. You're getting all twos, mate.
I've only got one flare left as well.
Hi to the mercenaries.
One of them says something to you in a language you don't understand.
English?
Yes. He says,
cool, English. Yo, what's up?
Mr. Jackson Bailey said you weren't getting the job done quick enough. So we have been sent in as backup and also to relieve you of your duty.
Oh.
I shoot a mercenary with the flare.
I'm like, sick? You mean we...
It's lying smack bang in his throat. They all turn, what are you doing?
I don't know.
They start firing.
Like raising my hands up.
This is not firing at you. One of the kids gets shot.
Which one?
Three.
That's alright, that's none of my favourites.
No, it's not.
Who cares about that kid?
One starts with C. Catalina, maybe?
Catalina.
I've lost all humanity at this point. I've seen a man with a giant bird face. I've seen a bird with a giant man face. I've seen mercenaries. I'm too far gone.
Galvano rises up at this point on his spindly but very thick bird legs. You see, he is like four times your size. He takes up almost the entire aviary with his size. And with one massive swing of his wing, he knocks the mercenaries akimbo. They all tumble. There are about six of them. They all tumble off the walkway and into the bush. The fire is spreading.
Good. Perfect.
I just grab like the crowbar
mm-hmm.
and just like break Galvano's leg thing.
All right, let's see what he's using. Churchill?
Yeah.
You manage to just break it away. There's a lot of blood and pus when you do, though. It's very unpleasant. But you manage to snap off the rusted chain around his leg. It falls to the floor. You have freed me.
Yes. Can I ride you?
Yes. Sick. Galvano like lies down so that you can get on his back.
I do.
All right. Dusha, the Argentinians. George Costanza, who's not George Costanza, joins you.
Where are the children?
The children are there. The four left.
Are they on fire?
Oh, no, sorry. The six left.
Where's the fire?
The fire is it's probably licking at your feet by this point.
Jump off the walkway.
Yeah, probably going to have to jump off the walkway.
Jump off the walkway.
All right, yep. Yeah, you manage to jump off the walkway and land in the muddy floor. Fine. Perfect.
What about the children?
I figured I'd at least take a couple on Galvano's back.
All the kids get off fine.
Okay.
You hear a... Rah! When you land.
I pull out my stake.
Turn around, a terror bird towers over you.
I stab it in the heart.
You stab it in the chest, but you miss its heart. A stake is just sticking out of the middle of its feathered chest. It bends down to bite your head off with its powerful bird beak.
Like Galvano attack.
It grabs your head in its beak.
Lucky I'm wearing a helmet.
It's basically like, you ever seen like a bird try and eat a nut?
Yeah.
It's like, and it's trying to get at your head, but it just can't.
Because I'm wearing an ape skull.
Yep.
With fiberglass eyes and a beak.
You're pretty frightening looking. Zaman, you have
covered
two.
Covered in blood and I can't stop laughing.
You're terrifying. Joel Zaman?
So we're above the walkway, yeah?
Yep.
So I'm like, Galvano, jump on that terror bird.
Oh, boy. Galvano leaps on the terror bird, but he's huge. Joel Dusha, the children, George Costanza, who's not George Costanza, are trapped beneath this feathery titan.
Is the terror bird dead, though?
The terror bird's dead.
Good.
Am I dead?
One of the kids is.
Which one?
Five.
One, two, three.
That's one of the new
four,
ones.
Five. Yeah, Fabian, off you go.
It's all right.
He lived a brief life.
Yeah. Yeah. I went for a journey in a helicopter and now I'm dead.
Now I have died. I miss my home.
All right. All right. I'm like, all right. Galvano, let's get out of here.
Galvano attempts to fly. Galvano's wings beat with a powerful... like they are blowing wind down the aviary. You can see the trees are swaying back and forth. He manages to get a little bit of lift, but starts teetering towards one side. Seems like he doesn't have the best control right now.
Mm.
You're thankfully, though, freed from underneath his feathery
great.
Body.
Bosom.
His feathery bosom.
I'm also like to, so in between Jake's place and now, the drugs have worn off, thus the change in attitude.
I was going to say, you're no longer as in love with the world.
No,
now you're a
I'm a bitter, bitter, bitter mess.
Galvano teeters to one side and smashes out of the aviary.
He's free.
Hey, you're free, buddy.
He careens into the ground.
You're free, buddy.
He scrapes along the bloody asphalt of the tarmac of the path.
Pat him, you're free, buddy.
Joel Zaman, let's see if you stay on. Yeah, you do. He's lying pretty much just flat in the earth. Dusha?
I withdraw the stake from the terror bird's heart and mm-hmm. chest, so I still have that. Because I have no weapons at the... Oh, I've still got a machete for
now. Yeah, that's true. Right.
That's it.
Yeah. One side of the aviary has been just smashed open by Galvano's bloody spastic fly out of the...
I hop off Galvano.
He doesn't seem like he's breathing that well.
I'm like, you all right, buddy?
I spent so long in captivity.
You sure did.
I think maybe I never even knew how to fly.
I don't think so, buddy.
Is he dying?
Your friend? Yeah, he's dying.
Okay, I woke up and put him out of his misery by stabbing him through the head with my machete.
Let him have his last moments in the sun.
He's having like, he's like, but it is so nice to feel that. You stab him in the neck. Galvano dies.
Dusha, why?
He needed to be free of the also Joel.
But he was enjoying the sun.
No, he wasn't. He was in pain and now he's free.
He said he was really
he's
having
free. He's
why
free.
Why did he shoot the mercenaries? He could have been free.
We can't be free also, Joel. This is our lives now.
Oh.
Nothing
Momentarily, like, taking a break from the horror that is in front of you. You both notice that you're standing next to a chain link fence that extends for quite a while in both directions, miles high, you know, like 4 or 5 meters high. And it's got clearly like a, it's a clearly electrified. It's got, you know, danger electric fence kind of around it. And you also see that this is the research center. This is the tower that you've been trying to get to since Iceland, since Jackson's mansion. And there is the entrance on the other side of the fence. However, there is no gate whatsoever.
Hey,
first of all, Joel. Just quickly, sorry to interrupt also, Joel.
That's all right, Joel.
How strong is Galvano's wing?
Well, what do you mean in terms
I think we're on the same, I think we're on the same page here. What would happen if me and Joel work together to lift Galvano and push him onto the fence?
That would be an intense role, but I'm happy to give it a go.
Oh, I was going to break his wing off and use it as a shield.
Oh, sick.
You're going to need 45, I'm letting you know.
All right.
And we got it. You rolled a 7. Oh.
No, not quite. You both get under his wing and you heft with all of your might. You try and move it, but all you end up doing is straining your own muscles.
Okay, cool. I use my Rambo skills to cut off one of his wings.
Okay, yeah, you managed to sever it.
And fashion it into a shield.
Okay, do you know how big it is?
Yep, I cut around it. It's a shield now, it's fine.
You get, I guess, the bone of the wing?
Yeah.
And you use that as a shield. Because it's like 3 or 4 meters long. That's a big shield.
Perfect. All right, now I have a machete for an arm and a shield. And a helmet. I am a modern day knight.
Sure, Joel. Sure.
Both of you here... from the entrance of the research facility.
So I got a shield just to...
Yeah, chuck it down.
Sick. Is it attached to my arm or am I holding it?
It's up to you.
It's attached to my arm. I still have a free hand.
You hear and you turn around and see a scientist, clearly a scientist, wearing a lab coat, has opened up the door to the research facility. He runs up to you and he doesn't run up to you with aggression or he doesn't run up to you with any intent to attack. He runs up to you with pleading, thankful eyes. You've come to free us!
Yes! He says.
You've come to free us from Jackson's terror.
Yes.
Thank God.
How do we get in?
You can't. The fence is electrified.
Oh, good.
Do you know what fixes electric fences? Dynamite.
If the fence goes down, the whole place blows.
Sorry, what?
Excuse me?
When Dinosaur Park was shut down...
Uh-huh.
I don't know what Jackson told you, but we're not here of our own volition.
Well, you know, he didn't say that. I never questioned it, but of course.
That makes sense, yeah.
Of course. Why would I even... Why would I?
We were just scientists here when the park was going to open.
Wow.
And then things went wrong.
Yeah, we know.
And we were never let out.
Wow.
And he's just been getting us to make more hideous...
Like, do you know... I'm Joel. I'm also Joel. Remember us?
Yeah.
Like, we
you were in the park. I remember.
Yeah.
We've been watching your exploits on the monitors.
Oh, cool. Did you see that time with, like, the bear?
That was very striking.
No.
Look, there is a way we can shut down the fence. But it's going to require something of the two of you.
Uh-huh.
A blood sacrifice?
If it's an arm and a leg, he's already given an arm.
I wish. So there is one other research facility on the island. It was a research facility built for Jake's place. And
what is Jake's place?
Jake's Place was meant to house the face of Dinosaur Park, the Mickey Mouse, if you will. A large Jacalopterus.
So,
prehistory's biggest and most dangerous centipede.
That was his mascot?
Yes, yes. I'm not terribly happy about it either.
Is Jake still alive?
And if my calculations are correct, he's gotten big.
Because we went to Jake's house.
Yes.
Place. Place. We saw. We heard some...
You probably made it... did you blow up the concrete?
Yeah.
Well, you just went to the viewing area then.
Yeah.
We heard... didn't get to the...
No.
Behind the scenes, the
oh,
the,
God,
the,
no.
The zookeeper's area.
We heard voices, though.
That would have been Gunter and Alice.
What's a Gunter and Alice?
Thankfully, not centipedes. Gunter and Alice were the caretakers of Jake. And it was their job to make sure that he stayed friendly and nice for visitors to encounter and say hello to. We've not been in contact with them for the last 2 years, but we have reason to believe they're still down there, and that on one of their computers there is a code, which we can use from our computers to shut down the electric fence.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the scientist kind of gives you this look like, this is going to be a... It's going to be an ask of the two of you. We seem to think, or we think, that the tunnels, which would normally allow you to get into Jake's Place, the behind-the-scenes area, they're unusable. The only way we know how to get in is by using Bug Dive 2012. The caverns Bug Dive 2012 are connected to connect directly to the tunnels.
That's great. It's good news. I'm real thrilled.
Well, if we're going to get out of here, it's the only way you can do it. I know this is... Oof, it's a big ask.
Fine.
I use my Lindsay Lohan from Tabby the Love Bug skills to convince this man to join us. We're expanding our party if we're doing something fucking dumb.
He's like, yeah, I would, but the fence is elect. That's the whole problem.
Oh, you're on the other side of the fence.
I'm sorry.
Are we having this conversation?
I'm sorry. It's just been a big day for him.
The worst thing is that you rolled real well. He's like, you know what? I'll give it a go. He tries to climb the electric fence.
No.
He's doing all right.
Oh, yeah, that's
he's
good.
He's climbing it. With every step, he's zapped, but he's doing okay. Ow! Oh, God. He gets over.
Yes.
He like gets to the top and just leaps down, flumps, charred, hair gone.
Now he's as insane as us.
I'm Charlemagne Jones. It's a pleasure.
I shake his hand.
You get an electric shock.
Ow. You didn't have to. How many more people are in there?
At least 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 2 years.
That's crazy. Oh. Oh boy. What are those mercenaries are doing? Did they die?
Well, I'm out of here, so I can't really check the monitors now, unless you want me to get back.
I have a quick look behind us.
Can't see any mercenaries.
Mickey?
Huh?
Where's Mickey?
Oh, Mickey. Mickey's there.
Oh,
Mickey's
God.
Eyes have kind of taken a milky gleam, though.
Charlemagne, was it?
Yes.
Charlemagne, Mickey, Mickey, Charlemagne, Charlemagne.
Pleasure, Mickey.
Not
Mickey's
George
like, oh,
Costanza?
Yeah, hi. There.
I'm Joel. This is also Joel.
Yeah, this is George Costanza. That does not George this Costanza. This is Pablo. This is Julian. This is Matthias.
Why do you have
and this is Ariel
and Jesus?
Why do you have Argentinian children with you?
Jackson.
Jackson made us take them. In fact, he didn't even tell us we were taking them until we got here. And then he referred to them as meat shields.
Figures. That seems pretty much on point for Jackson.
I killed a man today.
He edges away from you.
But it was a bad man.
Who did you kill?
A mercenary.
You're going to be like, Galvano.
I did.
I did the good murder.
I did a bad murder, but I did lots of good murders. I killed two apes. I killed Galvano. I killed a mercenary.
I'm like, but the mercenary.
I killed a Pleiosaurus.
Like, the mercenaries might be on our...
I killed everyone.
Like the mercenaries might have been helpful.
That was my bad murder.
Yeah.
Everything else has been a good murder.
Yes.
Charlemagne looks
so less Charlemagne. Than thrilled. What can you do that's good?
Well, I know the park like the back of my hand. I've been monitoring it for that long, and
oh, that's great news.
Also, I seem to be conducting an electric
yeah.
charge right about now.
Yeah, I go to touch him again.
Yeah, still electric.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. That's real impressive. That's real good.
Roll to see if he keeps electric powers.
No? Nah? You got a one. They instantly disappear. Dang, that's a shame.
That would have been useful.
So has the Avery caught on fire? Like, is it just gone?
Yeah, it's burning now. Like, if you look behind you.
Yeah. Oh, we did do.
Yeah, it's burning.
What's the mercenaries? You can't. You can kind
of maybe hear the sounds of screams dying out.
Oops. Make like, my one bad murder like six bad murders.
I think it's becoming six bad murders.
So.
Yep. Six murdered mercenaries.
Could have got
although they have guns.
No, they'll be melted as fuck.
They'll be melted. And in fact, to be honest. You start to hear gunfire going off as the bullets heat up in the weapons.
Oh boy.
Pew, pew, pew. Glass shatters. Charlemagne is like,
I was like, I say, Charlemagne, we should probably get out of here.
Let's chuff off. By the way, I point to Galvano. You're doing?
Unfortunately.
Why?
Instructions from up top. We started just mixing two dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
But then Jackson was like, oh, that's not cool enough. I want better things than that.
Yeah.
So he started being like, oh, use yourselves. Yeah. It's,
So who's, is he, oh, is it you?
It's, no, it's not me, but it's, I know the guy who it's from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good, mate.
Yeah, we saw some little tiny horses with.
With the faces? The horses with the faces?
Yeah, that was,
That's Jerry, and it's.
That was something. That was something else.
I'm gonna kill myself when I get out of this park.
I give him a Valium.
He takes it and loves it.
Thumbs up.
And you'll head off.
I offer him a smoke.
He takes a Valium, smokes a cigarette, and marches off towards Bug Dive 2012.
All right, let's fuck this puppy.
What mystery awaits in Bug Dive 2012? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.